rocking into the second hour here. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, you get to control the content. If you find something online you want to share with us and share with the other listeners, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the site through our Reddit integration, which is right there on the front page. You can vote them up, vote them down. Vote the stuff you like up, and vote the stuff you don't like down, if you like, over at freetalklive.com, and help us create the content for the site, so maybe we can use some of that content on these very airwaves. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the partisanship, the just blatant partisanship that comes into play when we're discussing the issue of the NSA surveilling Americans. Back during the Bush administration, Pew Research study revealed back in 2006 that most Republicans thought it was totally fine. In fact, it was 75% of them. So a good three-quarters of Republicans thought totally fine to spy on Americans. But then once Obama was in office, Republicans changed their tune. And so did the Democrats. The Democrats were against the spying when the Bush administration was doing it, the most majority of them were, and now the majority of Democrats are for the spying now that Obama is the one that's doing it. And as you pointed out in the last hour, Mark, the bureaucrats are still the same bureaucrats for the most part. The people that are working for the NSA today are pretty much the same crew that worked there during the Bush administration.
They don't change a party affiliation, whatever their party affiliation might be,
right,
just because the president changes.
So there's some more numbers here from thedailybeast.com that I think are worthy of sharing, Nick Gillespie's piece. So let's see. Don't let the constitutional fig leaf about secret court orders in the newer version of Pew's question fool you. To the extent that anyone knows anything about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, they know it's a freaky hybrid of a kangaroo and rubber stamp that even Dr. Moreau couldn't have conceived it as most demented. In roughly 34,000 requests spanning 33 years, those FISA courts have turned down applicants for surveillance orders a total of 11 times.
34,000 applications, 11 times they've been turned down.
That's right.
Well, that's an incredible efficiency rate. I mean, it speaks to the efficiency of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies.
They're just that good, right?
They're just that good. They're right, unlike me and my job and everybody else and their job, they're right well over 99% of the time.
The same predictable partisan-fueled march of the lemmings shows up in questions about monitoring your email. In 2002, when wisps of smoke still rose silently from the World Trade Center's wreckage, like lost souls in search of some beggared form of heaven, and Attorney General John Ashcroft still attacked anyone who, quote, would scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty, unquote, Pew asked the following question. Should the government be able to monitor everyone's email and other online activities if officials say this might prevent future terrorist attacks? To our credit, as the land of the free, more Americans said no, that is 47%, than yes, 45%, although that ain't much credit.
It's not much.
In the latest tally, the no's have increased by 5 percentage points to 52%, while the yes's have stayed at the same level at 47. Among Republicans and Democrats, however, situational ethics runs the show. 53% of Republicans said yes, go ahead and spy, and 38% said no. Well, now 45% say yes and 51% say no. While Democrats present a mirror image, back in 2002, just 41% of them said yes, spying's fine, and then 51% said no, and now that's been reversed to 53% and 43%.
I'm dizzy with all these numbers. I have no idea, but you're saying that when a Republican's in charge, Republicans don't mind spying, and when Democrats are in charge, Democrats don't mind spying. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Generally, this is general statements as having to do with statistics. There are certainly some principled people, like the Democrat that called in earlier. He's like, you know, he hates that. Of course, he thinks that the Republicans are worse for their filibustering than the Democrats were for their filibustering. Frankly, I wish the Democrats had filibustered back in 2006 more.
Such inarguably party-fueled reversals are nothing new. Go Google the ideological contortions related to changing views of politicals and pundits on whether Bush's predilection for infinite detention is worse than Obama's fondness for presidential kill lists if you've got enough Prevacid in your medicine cabinet. To be fair, sometimes partisans really do have a Damascus Road experience and change their ways of thinking. By all accounts, Representative Walter Jones, a Republican from North Carolina, who grabbed headlines a decade ago by rechristening Congress's spuds as freedom fries, really has scrapped his interventionist positions, despite a strongly negative effect on his electability. But for the most part, reboots are little more than cynical ploys that are hard to take seriously.
For the most part.
Even when they are as entertaining as post-coital pressers by fallen ministers.
This is really, the sad part is that that's what politicians have to do. In order to get your votes, they have to stick their finger in the air and figure out which way the political winds are blowing to get the office. I mean, that's the problem here. The problem is that this system that we have in the United States that we say is the best in the world breeds liars and thieves. Obviously, the sociopaths most equipped to do this job are the ones that are going to get it. People that are principled are rarely going to be able to get to make it to these positions. You'll never hear about them. They won't lose because they never even got the headline.
It includes a recent and largely unconvincing repudiation of the Patriot Act by its original sponsor, Representative James Sensenbrenner. But more to the point, though, the virtually unyielding preference for the partisanship over principle explains why, regardless of which party controls the government, the surveillance state continues to grow. Oh, it's totally different, don't you see, when my guy is running the show. That same dynamic also helps to explain.
I do understand this is an important part, right? Like, some people will say George Bush is a good man. Like, oftentimes I heard that over and over again during his campaign. George Bush is a good man. I don't know if George Bush is a good man or not. I mean, I tend to say the evidence is to the contrary.
Well,
I think
you can judge somebody by their actions. I mean, if you listen to George Bush's words, that's one thing when he was trying to get elected, but then he sent people to their doom.
The problem with largely with the among other problems with the Constitution, the way it sets up this government here, is that it appoints a president. People want a face. The fact is that people tend to like a face on their government. And when there's a face on the government, if they like the face, they're going to think the government's good. And if they dislike the face, they're going to think it's bad. Mm. And this is what we're seeing here. We're seeing the failings of the human primate and the way that they tend to extol individuals.
The same dynamic also helps to explain what's arguably the single most important political trend over the past 40, 50, or even 70 years, and that is the rise in the percentage of voters who flatly refuse to identify with either the Republican or Democratic Party. In 2012, more voters, 38%, called themselves independent than admitted to being Democrat, which was 32%, or Republican, 24%.
Yeah, that was quite a sea change.
And it points to the only place from where actual relief from an even bigger, ever more intrusive surveillance state is going to come. Oddball ad hoc coalitions formed not by party apparatchiks, but by rogue elements that somehow sneak into power and are buoyed by the plurality of Americans who refuse to be cowed by party politics. It is characters such as Bernie Sanders from Vermont, Rand Paul from Kentucky, and then he names some other names, who are lobbying for more government transparency, accountability, and restraint. This crew has virtually nothing in common other than an inspiring streak of ideological independence that mirrors the plurality of American voters. And they will doubtless find themselves on different sides of the barricades when it comes to the questions of taxes, regulation, and spending, but it's impossible to imagine any of them shifting their positions on ubiquitous surveillance of Americans or kill lists or torture simply based on which party controls the White House or Congress, which, sad to say, is a relief in the current political climate and the reason their efforts deserve not just our sincere thanks, but our vocal support.
I like the idea of there being more variety from which to pick when one's looking at, you know, the presidency and these other, offices. But these people are the exception, not the rule. The rule is that you're going to get the middle-of-the-road candidate because, you know, that's the one that more people can agree on.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Still waiting to hear from somebody that actually supports spying. I know you're out there. I mean, what is it, a majority of Americans support this stuff? Didn't I see some sort of study about that recently?
I think I've seen both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, depends on who asks and what the question is, I guess. We're coming up.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can bring up anything you want here. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on the website at freetalklive.com, and all the features are free. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And the website includes the mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone, just drop on by M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's M.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcast.
If you've heard of the virtual currency called Bitcoins, Well, if you have Bitcoins, it's kind of, you know, it's getting more and more places you can buy them, but it's still relatively few. You go most places around, you know, the internet or around your neighborhood and you ask, can I spend Bitcoins here? It's going to be pretty tough. Well, if you want consumer electronics devices like laptops or desktops or tablets or flat-screen TVs or whatever it is that you might want, BitcoinStore.com will accept your Bitcoins. And as a matter of fact, they don't accept anything else. So when you're talking about a website that doesn't accept dollars or rubles or euros or anything like that, they don't have to pay the processing fees that all these other sites have to pay. So as a result, you're going to find out just about everything over at BitcoinStore.com costs less than these other stores. Go take a look. If you're looking for a consumer electronics device, and a lot of you are, go to BitcoinStore.com and take a look at the costs and the difference between where you were thinking about buying it and BitcoinStore.com. Just take a look. It's BitcoinStore.com.
All right, so the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And any time tonight, you know, we're going to probably move to other discussions, but if any time tonight somebody wants to call in to tell us why they think Spion is just splendid, then that's fine. Would love to hear from you. We really haven't heard from that person tonight. So I know that person exists because there's a significant chunk of America that seems to think it's totally fine. Go ahead. Yeah. We want to feel safe. So look through our emails and make sure you strip us down at the airport. Give us a cavity search, because the more searched we can feel, the better off we're going to feel in the long run, because really it's all about feeling safe and not actually being safe, considering that if somebody wanted to do some damage to a fairly large amount of people, all they'd have to do is walk up next to the security line at the airport and let a bomb off right there.
That much is true.
I've stood. Remember that line we were in and recently when we were traveling? It was like a 20-minute wait in that line.
It was as many people in that line as there would ever be in an airplane.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know, don't let the security state fool you into believing that they're actually doing something for you. What they're doing is something for them. They're doing something that will allow them to control you in the future. And the more control points they put into effect, the less free that we all are, the less productive everyone is. I mean, if you had to go through a checkpoint, can you imagine going through a checkpoint on the way to work every day? Well, guess what? There are people who do that in the southern and northernmost areas of this country. If you're down south, for instance, there are checkpoints that are internal. You know, you don't know these things if you don't live or travel in those areas generally.
But they're inside the United States.
Right. They're within 100 miles.
And roving.
Yeah, you're right. Again, these permanent checkpoints and wherever they want to set them up to. So some people go through these things daily. So what? There's nothing that will stop them from setting it up in your neighborhood or on the way to work where you live. And then, okay, yeah, maybe it's a slight inconvenience for you. Maybe you're not carrying a bomb in your trunk and, you know, you just tell yourself, well, I'm not a bad guy, so it's okay. They can go ahead and search me every single day. You know, they did that to me in jail, by the way, when I was working at, you know, I was in jail for doing some civil disobedience. I was working at the jail kitchen every day before I went back to the cell block. I got strip searched. Because that's what they do. That's the government's thing. They want to control you at every moment possible, and that's why you see all these checkpoints coming out with, like, the DUI checkpoints, and now sometimes they're just straight-up paperwork checkpoints. Let's see if you've got your inspection sticker checkpoints. They'll checkpoint you for anything.
That's really all they've got. I mean, that's their system. They implement it in prison. Of course, they're going to implement the same one out here. They're not going to treat people any differently. That's what security looks like from their standpoint.
Sad thing is, even some libertarian types like John Stossel have come out, and basically in this case, John Stossel in an opinion piece at Reason.com is basically shrugging his shoulders about this news. He says in his opinion piece that terrorists do want to murder us. If the NSA is halfway competent, big data should help detect plots. Oh, really? Where's all the evidence for that?
There's some evidence that has been part of the finding out of plots, but that's really about it.
Did they stop the Tsarnaev brothers from blowing up the Boston?
No. Not the guy who planted it at Times Square either.
No. So they can collect all this data, but if they can't really appropriately analyze it, because there's a lot of data, then what good is it really? And I don't think they are half as competent. He says if they're halfway competent. I don't think they're halfway competent. I don't think they're probably a tenth as competent as people think that they are. And what's it cost, by the way?
Well, that's what it really comes down to, is what is the cost versus what's the benefit? What, you know, cost in not just dollars and cents, but, you know, inconvenience in our lives and all, and you know, lack of civil liberties, those kind of things. Frankly, you want a cheap solution? All these people who keep talking, who keep doing the terror over and over again, they keep talking about U.S. intervention in the Middle East. Hey, stop intervening in the Middle East and they will stop blowing things up. I mean, it's an easy solution. Let the people in the Middle East solve the Middle Eastern problems in the same way that you wouldn't want Mexico or Canada solving your problems here in the United States. Isn't that fair?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me.
You either have to want, you either have to believe in human freedom, or you believe those people are lesser in some way, like cavemen or something.
What do you believe? 855 450 free is.
They're dangerous. They're Muslims.
The SACL CAI toll free line, and that's really just a total misunderstanding. I mean, that's just so embarrassing that people would think that. They're basically just taking what they hear on Fox News or conservative talk radio and parroting it. Although I imagine there's some Democrat radio shows that do the same thing, the same Muslim fear-stoking, suggesting that Muslims are somehow on some kind of a holy crusade against the people that live in this country, which is, it's a ridiculous statement. Maybe there are some extreme, you know, extremist Muslims that
Let's get the U.S. foreign policy to drive young people into their arms.
Yeah. And maybe there's some extremist Christians like, oh, I don't know, Timothy McVeigh, who would do some violence in order to...
He certainly was violent. I don't know how extreme of a Christian he was.
I'm just going to suggest that maybe he was a Christian, and if so, then to support violence, you would be an extremist. Because if you're a Christian, you're supposed to follow the example of Jesus. And as I understood it, he was an advocate of peace.
Generally, people don't blow themselves up, you know, as suicide bombers, unless their country has been occupied. And that's, you know, there's a lot of evidence historically and, you know, recently, and that's what causes people to, not their religion. You can always tell somebody they're going to heaven.
And plus, there's plenty of good Muslims out there that are peace-loving individuals, and we know some of them, and so the idea that Muslims on their own are bad people is outrageous and ignorant. 855-450-FREE. Try meeting a few of them, and then see how you feel. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here, and you can bring up whatever you want. There's also somebody over at Salon, who is on the attack against libertarians. We can share some of his thoughts here and kick your calls as well, especially if you're somebody who supports spying by the government. Would love to hear from you. Justify your position. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Bring up what you want. It's live. The Saturday night edition. We're coming up.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free, 855-450-FREE. Apparently for a lot of Americans, the government spying on them is totally A-OK. Well, I bet that'll change after they have something they like that's outlawed. Then all of a sudden, they'll be a little bit more concerned with privacy. 855-450-FREE. Don't think it won't happen to you? Just wait. Look at all the crazy stuff that they've made illegal. Some places, you can't have your grass growing higher than a certain height. You can't have certain types of plants in your front lawn. You can't grow one particular type of plant and pass that around to other human beings. There's a variety of different things.
It's a favorite plant of yours, isn't it?
That they have a variety of, yes, absolutely. They have a variety of things that they have prohibited, that they have said you can't do. And you can't even sell milk in a lot of places. So before you know it, something that you enjoy might be made illegal. And then all of a sudden, your communications about that subject are going to be a little bit more important. And you'll be a little bit more interested in keeping those secret from those calling themselves the state. 855-450-FREE. But maybe there's somebody who believes in this whole spying thing. Maybe by the end of the show tonight, we'll dig that person out and they'll be able to call in and defend it, because I think it's pretty outrageous.
Are you skeptical about claims made by weight loss pills? I can tell you I am. I've heard a lot of claims made by weight loss pills. I've taken weight loss pills that don't work. But I was recently given a weight loss product. It's called Axia 30, and I started taking it. And I've had some luck with this. I don't have too much to lose. 10 or 15 pounds would be really great. 20 pounds would be awesome. But I've lost, on average, about a pound a week. It's been a few days since I checked last, but I'm really impressed with this product. It's allowed me to lose weight, and I'm thrilled with it. I'm going to share the information here with you. And just in case it doesn't work for you, because I guess every product wouldn't work for everybody, it has a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, you get your money back. It's called Axia 30. It's by Chamonix, and all the ingredients are all natural. You give them a call at 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613. It works for both men and women. You don't have to starve yourself. I haven't done anything different at all in taking this. Not at all. No, I haven't changed my life one whit when taking Axia 30. Just go ahead, give them a call, and you can right now get a free month of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order. It's 800-543-6613, 800-543-6613.
Let's get right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Rolf is on the line listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM in Madison. Hey, Rolf.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller and first-time listener. This is a great show.
Thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
And I want to talk about Gitmo for a couple minutes.
Sure.
Gitmo, I completely agree that the president can close Gitmo. He can simply issue executive orders as a military commander. But let's assume that the talking points that Democrats are trickling out are true. The president can't close Gitmo. Okay? Let's assume that's true. But then why was he making the promise? Why was he promising to close Gitmo if he can't close Gitmo? Does anybody ever think of stuff like that?
Yeah, that would be a pretty silly promise to make on the campaign trail.
That's a great point, Rolf, because if he promised something and he couldn't do it legally, someone would have called him on it. They'd be like, you can't close Gitmo because you don't have the power as the president.
He's also like a constitutional scholar, right?
To approve it or something. Here's another thing. I don't know if you guys, how close you found it. There was an alleged terrorist who was tried maybe 4 years ago, and he was charged with 273 counts. Okay, and somehow he was tried in the civilian courts, by the way. Okay, he was from Gitmo, and I don't know if he was in Gitmo, but he was just like the people in Gitmo. He was a guy picked up, they charged him with 273 counts of terrorism, and he went on trial. And you know what the result was? He was found guilty of one count and not guilty of 273 counts.
Wow, I didn't hear that story. That's amazing.
Yeah,
You could probably find it on Google.
The only thing I got here is 273. It doesn't bring up anything.
I'm sure that it could be located by using different strategies. But
take your word for it.
Now think about how. First of all, the judge said even if he had been acquitted of all the counts, they still weren't going to release him. Okay, so I don't know what the point of having a trial was then. But imagine if you're on trial, you're a juror, and you're trying to keep track of all 273 counts. How is that a fair trial? Yeah, you got sentenced to life for the one count, by the way.
Oh man,
how is that a fair trial when you mix in a bunch of crap? And there's one thing in there. They should retry. That guy should be retried on the one count. Because I read through this case, and it does not look like there's a very strong case. And you know what? That's really the reason why this isn't going on. They have a bunch of goat herders and shopkeepers sitting in Gitmo. And you know what? They don't want to put them on trial because probably most of them aren't guilty. You know?
I think you're probably right about that, Rolf, and I thank you for the call and thoughts tonight, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, I'm no fan of, huge fan of Rush Limbaugh or anything like that, but he's brought up on a few occasions that I've listened that sort of there's this aspect to American culture, and it probably, this probably human culture, is that it doesn't necessarily matter the guilt or innocence, the veracity of the crime. It's just how bad the crime is that one's accused of. And apparently, if you're accused of terrorism, it's worth keeping you in prison for life because you could be dangerous to the rest of us. Like, you may be innocent of these terroristic threats or whatever, but just because you've been accused of terrorism, gonna have to keep you locked up, sorry.
Let's go to Pete on the line listening in Charleston, South Carolina Charleston to WSC. Hey, Pete.
How's it going? I listen to you every Saturday here, okay? And I agree with everything you say not everything, but anyway.
Fair enough.
You know,
who does?
Right. I'm married. I'm with you. Anyway.
then your opinion doesn't count anyway. Get your wife on the phone.
I'm trained. That's right. I'm trained. But anyway, you always talk about this peaceful resolution. How's that ever going to happen in reality? They have all the guns. They're not going to give up that luxurious lifestyle.
Even you're talking about the government? You're talking about somehow...
Right. The government will never let its hold up on the people. Now that they've got a taste of true power and greed, they will never let it. They train their military daily on urban warfare, and that urban warfare ain't for Baghdad or Iraq or Afghanistan. That's hometown USA. I've talked to the soldiers. I know what their orders are. Look at New Orleans. Right after Katrina,
confiscation.
When they took people out of their homes and took their guns, it's going to happen. Okay, we will
look at what happened in Boston after the Boston bombing.
That's right. We will be controlled because nobody, unless they actually decide, okay, it's time, my family's at stake, I've got to do what I've got to do. But that won't happen in this country because this generation, the other generation is too old, and I guess so many years on Viagra and Cialis that just really got them down, whipped down pretty good.
Okay, let me answer the question. So the question is essentially, how can we move peacefully from where we are today, the level of tyranny that we have today, to some lesser level of tyranny in the future? And there's two pressures upon those that claim to be the masters. Now, they don't use that terminology anymore, but the history of human society from, 9,000 years ago with the agrarian revolution to today can be viewed as a history of tyranny. It used to be that you could literally own people and do whatever you wanted with them. You could have sex with them. You could force them into labor. You could do all kinds of things. Currently, with the government, they're not allowed to have sex with you in a literal sense. And
no, they are. It's called IRS.
Right. That's the figurative sense. And
I've been over every year.
Right, I gotcha. They can't tell you where to go work necessarily, but when you do work, they take a good percentage of your pay. So as human freedom has continued to move forward over this time period, and I think it with communication, it will continue to move forward. Secondarily, there's the pressure of people moving to frontiers. Now, the frontiers have largely been eliminated in this world, but there's a new frontier coming on board, and that might be people living in cities on the sea.
That's an interesting one. In fact, Pete, if you want to stand by, we can bring you back here for more of this discussion about what to do to deal with this ever-increasing state, this concept that is ruining people's lives. 855-450-FREE, and you can put your thoughts in as well. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free live, Saturday edition. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Tonight it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And some of those features include the shopping experience. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there, and then buy what you would normally buy at Amazon. They've got dozens of categories, so it's the same great Amazon selection, the same great prices that you're used to as well. And the only difference is you're taking the extra moment to go to shop.freetalklive.com and then click the Amazon link of your choice there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. So once you do that, it's the same old Amazon experience. You're just going through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Now, something you can do to remove that extra step is go to shop.freetalklive.com, choose the Amazon of your choice, and immediately bookmark that.
Yeah, just use it every time you go.
Yeah, and then just go back to the bookmark at that point. Simple. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com.
It's an extra, you know, tiny little step, and it's a huge benefit to us.
The guy who was on the line with us dropped off during the break, but I thought that his question was really important. It deserved a little bit further discussion. And I made a couple notes about some of the things he said. And Mark, please tell me if you feel like I've misinterpreted this. But he was complaining because there's the older generation that's, you know, they're just too Viagra'd up and they're too happy. They're not going to do anything. They don't care. And then the younger generation's not willing to do what they got to do. He said something about, like, do what they got to do. And it sounded like he was alluding to some kind of violent act, because his original question was in regards to how can we change anything peacefully.
It's not that shocking of a statement, honestly. Most revolutions that we study in school are violent revolutions.
Right, so you don't think I'm going out on a limb by suggesting he was suggesting violence with that statement. So I wanted to point out that statement that he made, and then also he talked about how he pays taxes. He says he's bent over by the IRS every year, he says. And I think there's a disconnect. And I think that there's something missing where somebody looks at what the government's doing. They're doing a lot of terrible things, as we discuss here regularly on Free Talk Live. They hurt peaceful people. They threaten people. They bend people over. They put those people in jail cells. And that's bad. You know, there's no doubt the government is hurting peaceful people, and I have a real problem with that. Does that mean that I think that the solution is to go to a violence? No. In fact, I think the violence answer is the wrong answer. In fact, we're going to talk a lot further about that with Chris Cantwell at Porkfest. Going to have a bit of a discussion on Thursday night about that. So we'll be doing that live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival next week. Violence versus peace as an answer. To me, if you want peace, and that sounds pretty good to me, you know, people not hurting each other. If you want peace, then peace has to be your means. You can't use violence as a means to get to peace. But people who who say things like, we got to do the right, you got to go out and get violent, we got to do what they got to do, etc., are missing the other options. It's like they just keep getting screwed. They feel like they're getting screwed, screwed. They're getting angrier, and then they're just going to snap and they're just going to start killing people. But they're missing the third choice, the other way, which is to non-cooperate. Which is to stop. Look, you're the one who's bending over for the tax man. They're not bending you over. You're the one filling out their forms. You're the one cutting the checks.
Tens of millions of Americans don't file any kind of taxes. Tens of millions of working-age Americans don't. These are the numbers that you can't get from the IRS. There's like 330-something million Americans. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some of those people are below the age of 16, and some of them are over the age of 65.
So call it 275.
I don't know. There's 100 and I think it was in 2009 or 8 when I looked, about 147 million tax returns filed. Some of those are joint, and I don't know precisely what the numbers are, because the IRS won't give those numbers to you. But as I understand it, that's millions, tens of millions of Americans who are not filing taxes. That's the numbers. That's what I have heard.
Right. And so this touches back on something we were discussing in the first hour of the show, as I was pointing out, that you empower them by doing what you're told. Oh, I want to open a business, so I got to go and get a license, and I've got to jump through all these hoops, and I have to have my tax paperwork in order and make sure that I pay all the fees and the bribes, because that's really what we're talking about here, right? When the government has a licensing fee, you're just bribing them to leave you alone. That's all they are. They're protection racket.
Scraft.
It's the mafia. So, yeah, of course the mafia is going to keep behaving like the mafia as long as people keep doing what they're told. Oh, yeah, okay, I don't want to get my shop torn up, so I'll go ahead and pay the mafia. And then who's surprised when the mafia starts making more demands? Oh, look, we can get $100 a week out of this guy. Let's try for $150 a week. I mean, you know, he doesn't want to get his shop torn up, and it looks like he's doing pretty well, so let's see if we can extract some more money from him. Okay, guys, so you know, I'm going to complain about it to my buddies at the bar later on tonight, but I'll pay you the money. And then they can just gripe and they can complain as much as they want. The government doesn't mind. That's why you've got, you know, the freedom to complain in this country, because it doesn't change anything when you complain.
Whenever you talk to people, I mean, the general consensus out there is the government has the right to take some taxes. If the government, a bunch of people, have the right
strangers.
To take money from you, demand money from you, then they have the right to demand any amount of money from you. If they can demand $1 from you, they can demand $1 million. It doesn't matter. Somebody who can tax your labor
right.
is somebody who owns your body.
And at what point does enough become enough? Where's the line? Where's the demarcation? Is it 33%? Is it 50%? Is it 60%? Is it 75%?
Then it's a cost of a benefit analysis, because some people will stop working. They'll just quit working if they're mm-hmm. taxed too much. So they have to kind of weigh the, you know, well, we take the most productive people, we harness them this much. If we let up a little bit, then that'll work. If not, then we don't. And they're constantly arguing about what's the best way to squeeze the most tax revenue out of the most productive people. And we just sit here and let them talk that way. They're talking about you.
So, again, I'll go back to my suggestion earlier that people need to stand up for freedom. Because you don't have to jump to violence. It's not like you just keep getting screwed and then you have to snap and get a bulldozer and put a bunch of bulletproof metal all over the bulldozer and destroy the town. That happened once. And guess what? The town didn't go away. They rebuilt. They're still there. The city government did not decide to throw up their hands and say, oh, this guy went crazy and he started killing people, or he tried to, and so we're too afraid, we're going to back down now. No, that didn't happen. They just reinforce, you know, rebuild the buildings, hire some more police, let's expand the government, because that's what happens when you get violent. If you get violent with these people, that's what they're prepared for, that's what they're hoping you'll do, because then it gives them the excuse to say, see, look at all these crazy people around, good thing we're here to protect you.
Oh, and it's a successful strategy on their part. There have been studies done by professors on this stuff. The fact is that nonviolent revolution is, you know, means civil action, is becoming more and more effective as communication technologies increase, and violent revolutions are becoming less and less effective as martial technologies increase. How the government doesn't have to fight you. They will drop hellfire missiles on you from remote control airplanes.
Let's go to the phones and take your calls and thoughts. Dave is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I just got to say, first of all, I'm a new listener. But, you know, you keep asking, where are all these people that, you know, believe that, you know, spying on us is good? I got to tell you, you know, I think there are a lot of idiots out there that, you know, believe that terrorism is real. For what reason, I couldn't tell you. But
there's a lot of evidence to show that terrorism is real. It's called the federal government.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
all the
you know what I mean? All these bombings and all that crap that people actually believe that, you know, these Middle Easterners are swimming over here or somehow, you know, they got all this money to come here. And
so sorry, man, we can't let you do that. Sorry, talk radio show. We're on a bunch of radio stations. You may have been listening on, you know, XM or something like that, in which case you might think that we're one of those satellite-only shows, but we're not. Sorry.
Can't drop the S-bomb on national radio.
But I appreciate his passion.
Well, I disagree with his premise. What he's saying is that he's purporting some theory that, in fact, whatever these crimes are that are going on where innocent people are killed because people are angry, Middle Eastern people, I guess, in a lot of cases, are angry because of the policies of the United States government in the Middle East, that they're not actually being perpetrated by Middle Easterners. And I don't think that the news media is telling us a whole big, you know, crazy, convoluted lie about who's doing these things. I think these people are doing these things.
Last guys were Chechens.
Right. Well, the Chechens are Muslim, and they're, you know, arguably to some extent Middle Eastern. I mean, you know, by U.S. Standards, they're Middle Eastern.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the reality is there aren't a lot of terrorism strikes in the U.S. over the last decade. There have been very few. And if there was a serious threat of terrorism, we'd see more bombings. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you will see more as long as the U.S. military continues its interventionism and meddling in other countries around the world. There will be more strikes. Just there aren't as many as there sure as hell could be. More coming up. Hour 3 next.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.